the idea that you've raised to some higher level of perfection in this life if you can attain this balance. So I think we're going to have fun. And as we get going, I think everything will flow really smoothly. On Wednesday, you have no assignment for next class period, except get your books. If you're watching your pennies and need some beer and pizza money this week, we're not going to be reading anything except The Once and Future King for a while. On Wednesday, we're going to talk about history. Mainly, I know in the state of Missouri, you don't have to have any world history to graduate from high school, and you don't have to have any world history here. It kind of came home to me when I was teaching a 400-level German class one time, and I had just given a little map on a beginning class as a bonus part, and so my little baby students said, "Oh, please, please, let's do a map. We want bonus points." So I said, "Okay." I said, "I'll make you a deal. For every country on this map of Europe you identify correctly, I'll give you 1 point. And for everyone you misidentify, I'm going to take off 10. Somebody put down where Poland is. They put Brazil. Now, you know, I admit all of us, probably most of us had trouble with Central America. Or, you know, maybe if we were trying to differentiate between Laos and Cambodia and some of those, you know where they were on the map of the world, but maybe not exactly which one. But at least I think most of us get the right countries on the right continent. We might have trouble after that. Anyway, so it's important we go back and look at history because this grows out of history. For example, any of you had world history? Had some world history. They use the term Dark Ages in your course. How'd they use it?